Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn steady, December wheat down 2.25, and November beans down 1¢ and 3/4. Currently, we've got the dollar down a few ticks, crude oil up 35, gold up $10, silver up 14 cents. The Dow looks to open up about 40 higher. Little bit of hedge pressure overnight. We were kind of higher and lower in all the grains at one point. We kind of broke it, you know, after about 10, 11 o'clock, and just kind of drifted lower, quiet night, really. We've got the report on Thursday. I think that's going to be a little bit mixed out here. I think it's going to be a little bit bearish the corn, maybe a little bit bullish the beans. But there are people on both sides of this thing, on corn and beans, so there's really no definitive direction here, which I think could mean that it could have a major impact on grain prices here on Thursday. In the meantime, the weather is certainly delaying some harvest out there. Heavy rains in the east because of the hurricane. West has seen, you know, a fair amount of rain. Midwest has had a fair amount of rain. We're certainly delaying harvest somewhat out here. I don't think the market's too concerned about it. We'll get the crop in. But, you know, traders are keeping a closer eye on it. It'll be interesting to see where we are in terms of the crop progress reports tonight. How far along are we? That'll be certainly an impetus tonight on the markets. We didn't see any export sales this morning. But the Brazilian weather still looks relatively dry out here. Argentina still relatively wet. So we don't see any real relief there for the time being. But, you know, my guess is before the report, any decent rally will be sold by the commercials. Any good break will probably be bought by the funds in here. Now, the funds are still short 57 wheat, still short 140 corn. They're long 27 beans. They're only long 30,000 oil now, down from over 100,000. So I think that's actually a little bit friendly. The meal, they're just long about 1,000 contracts. So there's plenty of room to the upside here if we can get these markets going. But we need to see November beans close over 980. We need to see Dease corn close over 356. Like to see Dease wheat close over 450. I think that would all be very helpful to these grain markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.